This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some changes now to federally backed home loans. President Trump has blocked a planned cut in the cost of mortgage insurance for Federal Housing Administration loans. This could cost some new homeowners hundreds of dollars a year, but the idea is to reduce the risk of loans going bad. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more.
Trump's team talks broadly about big spending cuts, raising fears the axe will strike housing programs. Carol Galante was FHA commissioner under President Obama.
I am concerned that there will be just a continued strangulation of the budget, and that is going to have a big impact on renters who get any kind of assistance.
No small matter with prices on the rise in many communities. One reason is basic economics. Supply is low. The Urban Institute calculates a shortfall of more than 400,000 housing units nationwide. Lori Goodman is co-director of the Housing Finance Policy Center there.
We're simply not building enough housing.
Some of that is because of local zoning, which is not something a president, even one with a real estate background, can do that much about. But Goodman thinks the administration may try, perhaps using federal transportation funding as an incentive to relax zoning.
That would make a big difference at the margin to try to increase the supply of housing.
Trump actually hasn't said that much about housing policy, so there may be some surprises in store. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.